from France's shame. The exploits of the Swede with the lighter weapons had also been noted. In times past, Spanish soldiers were expected to buy their own arquebuses, but the rapid changes brought by the Americans who had arrived in the Ring of Fire had altered military practices as well. Indeed, perhaps military practices more than anything. And so, throughout the Spanish army, which remained the best-equipped and organized fighting force west of the Turk, companies and tercios that would otherwise have been unable to afford such equipment were receiving unexpected bounties, for which they were expected to account, in triplicate, on top of all the utter crap that was catching up with them after three moves in as many months around Spain, before they had, with hardly any warning, been shipped out from Spain, filled out at the last minute with a collection of recruits whose appetite for war had been whetted by tales of the plunder Don Fernando's forces had received for their part in the sack of the Low Countries. Even after hearing about Don Fernando's orders to limit the looting, Don Vicente had tortured himself with visions of luckier officers filling their boots with Dutch gold, which was a true irony indeed. For in every other way, the news out of Madrid was of deep displeasure with His Majesty's little brother for what he had done. For the recruiting parties, the word was all of how well Spanish arms had fared. For those unlucky enough not to have gone with Don Fernando, however, it was just another opportunity to get rich on something other than a captain's pay that had been sorely, sorely missed. He had joined hoping for plunder somewhere, anywhere he could find it. Instead, he had found himself just about staying ahead of his expenses by taking money to exchange to less and less fashionable tercios, invariably managing to exchange out of a company before it was posted somewhere with an opportunity for loot. Which had its advantages, admittedly. He had been quietly bemoaning his ill luck in leaving his last posting just before they were sent to Flanders when the news of the massacre at Wartburg came in which his replacement had died in the Americans' Greek fire.
Don Vicente?
It was Sergeant Esquerra, at the door of Don Vicente's billet, an upper room in a taverna on the road out of Naples that had been commandeered. Not, it had to be said, a good inn, but the patron kept a decent, if simple, table and a reasonable cellar. The more exalted officers had made themselves comfortable with the local grandees whom, in theory, they were there to protect from riotous mobs. But Don Vicente was being careful with his money. He could have been still more careful with it if the barracks quarter around the viceroy's palace and town had not been full to bursting before they had arrived. But Don Vicente was accustomed to execrable luck. "Come," Don Vicente said, scooting his chair back from the folding table he had his paperwork stacked on. "I grow eager for interruptions, even from you."
"This is good, Don Vicente," Escara said. "It does a man good to get away from the work from time to time. Especially the paperwork, which is unmanly."
"Away from the work, eh? A medicine you imbibe in large doses, I note, Sergeant." Don Vicente had never learned the man's first name, despite in theory having it among the paperwork for the company. There was a blank where the man's baptismal name was supposed to be recorded. It would hardly surprise Don Vicente to learn that the man had never been baptized. Escara was the kind of fellow who, if he had remained as a peasant, rather than joining the army, would have been a sore trial to his local gentry as a poacher and all-round nuisance who was just marginally too useful at whatever trade he pursued to have quietly flogged to death. How long ago Escara had left wherever he was from was a mystery. His date of birth was listed as unknown, and where exactly he was from was also unclear, except that Don Vicente had gathered one way or another that it was near Badajoz. He had the typical wiry little mountain man look of so many from those parts, and the few of his claimed relatives that Don Vicente had seen, there were several in the army, had a similar look about them. Of course, a long-service soldier would have relatives in many parts of Spain. The lax approach to marriage and casual bastardy among the common soldiers being what it was.
"Not today, Don Vicente. Today I have neglected my health, on your behalf."
The sergeant left the statement hanging there, and waited, leaning on the doorpost, for a response. Don Vicente glared at him. Truth be told, the sergeant was very good at his job. It was simply that for some reason, being caught actually working by any of his officers,